Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
What's up, everyone? The Shepherd Ambella Show. Good to see you. Guys, there's a whole bunch of shenanigans going on at the border and or with the Secret Service again. So that's a whole thing. And also the weather is out of control. And shenanigans at the Democratic National Convention. So we'll be talking about all of that and more. This is the Shepherd Ambella Show. Don't forget to support the show. I'm not supported by any big corporate interest or getting paid by YouTube. It's up to you to support the show. And the show's going to go away quickly because I don't have the support I need. So please pitch in if you can and if you're able, so I can keep doing this. If not, I gotta shut it down. This is going to be an open line show. You can chime in at any point in time. We're going to talk about the weather, the DNC, the manhunt for the Donald Trump potential assassin, a guy that made death threats in Arizona. And we're going to get the latest on that right here. And then we're going to talk about some of the CIA operations that go on and the Operation Mockingbird, MKUltra, and all these media personalities that are tied together. And it's basically out of control. It's to a point in which it's out of control in the media. So there's just a lot of stuff going on with that. Now, on SQAUK.com, these Indiana delegates were served maggot-filled breakfast at the DNC, and the FBI has launched an investigation into this. Delegates from Indiana at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago were shocked and disbelieved when they discovered grubs in their private breakfast spread at the Fairmont in Chicago Millennium Park on Thursday morning. The appalling incident occurred during a closed-door breakfast meeting, adding to the delegates' disbelief. Now, these delegates, they started serving themselves, but of course, they immediately noticed that there was larvae in the food, prompting an immediate halt to breakfast services. The swift and decisive response of the delegates, who reacted with disgust, reassured everyone that no one had consumed the contaminated meal. According to sources, the larvae were discovered scattered throughout various food items, including pastries, fruit, and other breakfast staples. The breakfast service was immediately halted, And it's, let me play some music real quick. My dog is having some problems right here. Hold on. Sorry, guys. My dog hasn't been feeling that well. Let me see what's up. All right, we're back. She's okay. All right, so the Chicago police and FBI, they've launched a comprehensive investigation into this. They're trying to find out who did this. It's obviously some type of people trying to disrupt the DNC or something, cause mischief and mayhem. And no official statement has been released by the FBI on this incident. There's drowned cities, the global cover-up that could trigger the end of civilization. Entire cities worldwide are submerged underwater, yet the most significant global crisis of our time is being systematically concealed. As governments and media outlets continue to silence experts, warn that we will be entering a planetary perturbation period driven by a massive celestial object, potentially 300 times the size of Jupiter. This is what I talk about in my film, Shackled to Silence. You can get the film, the link's in the description. Also, you can get the DVD, or you can become a Subscribestar member and watch it on there. Shackled to Silence talks about this Planet X, this massive perturber that's entering our solar system, and it's moving closer and closer, so things are going to get worse. And during July and August of this year, there's been a series of catastrophic flooding events that have devastated multiple countries around the world, including Iran, Yemen, India, Japan, Chile, Italy, Spain, Canada, and the United States. This widespread flooding is an isolated occurrence, but it's rapidly escalating to global phenomenon. However, the response from governments and media has been inadequate. And a lot of people need to be informed about this, and they're not. That's why I need more support to get this information out a lot quicker, because this is what they're hiding. This is why there are such distractions. This is why we're in continuity of government operations. This is in Iran. Now, these ancient cities along the Caspian Sea have been lost to relentless floodwaters. I mean, look at this stuff. So there's that. Japan is experiencing flooding. All right, this is in Tokyo. All right. Tokyo. Now, Chile, right here. This is bad news, guys. Entire cities being swept away. This right here is in Spain, Canada, gone. Look at this. This is in Canada. Look at that. They're not telling us. Everything destroyed. All this has to be ripped out and redone. It's gonna get black mold. It's gonna get black mold. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't live there. Now, this is all caused by a planetary perturber. There's a rogue planet in our solar system. A lot of people speculate it's Planet X Nemesis system, which I've been following for years. It's in my film. We've talked about all this happening and what's coming, and now it's happening. This has been record-setting rainfall everywhere. Dams have broken in China. Dams have broken in the United States. entire cities in China are underwater. Entire cities at telephone pole height are underwater. Parts of Beijing were underwater. I don't know what the status is now. They're hiding all this information. North Korea, northern North Korea is underwater. These are all 1,000-year storms or worse. It's biblical. This is part of China. Entire cities swallowed up by floods. Just everyone and everything gone. Wiped out. Soon this will be all of America, but no one's listening to this podcast. They don't want to hear it. They're listening to Theo Von interview the president. All these people are scripted and paid for. CIA assets. They're listening to all these people that are tied together that go on all these different podcasts and make millions and millions of dollars. Meanwhile, I make negative thousands of dollars per month and have to be supported by a family member to even do this full time. And I pretty much outright every journalist in the world, post somewhere between 5 and 16 reports a day at Squawk. Look at this. Long Island. That's New York. All right. Heavy rainfall right here. India. This is going to be America soon. That'll be America soon. All of that is coming to America. Now, this link's in your description. Secret Service fails to inform Trump of nearby manhunt for a potential assassin before border visit. Trump found out about this at the last second when a reporter told him, and then he said, shit, let's get out of here, and left. Secret Service didn't even tell him as if they wanted him to get killed. There was a manhunt for a man, which they've now got into custody. They've nabbed this Arizona man, and they got him without incident. And now we're going to, you know, hopefully they'll update us with what's going on. But Trump said, I haven't heard that. They probably want to keep it from me. Thank you for telling me. Let's get out of here right now, Trump joked. But you know, this is what goes on. So, you know, were they trying to get him killed again, basically? You know, and this is what we have to wonder. This is an open line show, 262-891-0070. You know, who do you think all these people in the media, why do you think they're all connected? Why do you think people just make big come-ups? Next thing you know, they're interviewing Trump. You know, people that can't even conduct themselves on air. They talk about their buttholes and all sorts of shit, and you know Trump's gonna do the interview. You know, just weird stuff going on. What's up? You're on the air. Who's this? Hey, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Shepard. Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's on your mind, brother?
Good. Hey, I was gonna mention there's a guy who's done a body of work called Chronicon,
mm-hmm.
Where he's basically put together calendars. He's overlaid all the calendars all throughout history, and there's these cycles, and it's about every 138 years. The next one's in 2040, and it kind of makes sense on why the elites are running the economies into the ground.
Right.
The cycle is basically like a planet, like I don't know if it is Planet X or whatever, but it seems like it drops this red dust, it causes catastrophes. It's really interesting work. He's got a website, it's archaics.com, but his name is Jason Brashears. And once I got onto that, I mean, it was just mind-blowing to see just everything throughout history just overlaid. And it makes sense it's just a distraction while they run the economy into the ground and build these underground bases.
Yeah, like they tell, like a lot, like people like Alex Jones told us, you know, the elites are just inherently evil and they're taking over everything. But it's like they have this whole blueprint of when these things happen. And, you know, they use it to their advantage, but also too, they're kind of managing the population. Because what do? Just let billions of bodies float around in water and like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like a weird.
Yeah, if they know that there's a disaster, like a catastrophe going to happen, they need to get the population down. So when they emerge, it's easier to control and kind of rebuild it again. The previous one was 1902. And I mean, after 1902, like almost every major company from like Carrier and Harley Davidson and all these just companies just emerged. I think they came back out. The catastrophe wasn't as bad. And they just kind of release stuff back out, technology.
Well, also, a lot of companies were founded instead of established. And so were a lot of American cities and capitals and stuff like that. And it makes me think that anything that was founded was literally founded. And that it, you know, they like re-inhabited it or whatever from Tartaria or a previous mud flood or something. And so I think that somehow these companies were like established and like people like refounded them or something.
They repopulated these cities. I think these old ancient buildings, it just made no sense. Like you look at like San Francisco, that the years where the pictures were when they founded it, the buildings were already there and they had these wooden shacks that we built and they just repopulate them and turn them into post offices and train stations or whatever. I mean, like Freemason, right? Free.
Yeah, Mason, right.
They got these buildings for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that they definitely did that. So then they went and they changed all the history books and, you know, basically took over everything through certain systems like the Smithsonian and the Rockefeller Institute and all this. That's crazy.
There's crazy. Look into that 138 year cycle. It's mind-blowing. Every culture, I mean, it's even embedded that those dates in the Great Pyramid.
Wow.
It seems to be like it's not everywhere. It seems to be kind of in certain areas. It seems like every four cycles it's worse, but then it can be kind of regional. Like it was even in 1902, it was dumping red dirt on ships all throughout the world and they were having to shovel the dirt off. And there's something coming that they know about.
Yeah, I think so. And that's why they can tell you you're not going to own anything around 2030 and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's something to it for sure. Why else would you run the economy into the ground unless you knew it didn't really matter?
Yeah, and also not fix the infrastructure. Like our infrastructure is just terrible.
Yep. There's more to the story for sure.
It's so bizarre. Man, that's a good call. What'd you say your name was, Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Anything else, man?
Yeah, no, thanks for all your work. You're awesome. I sure appreciate the time you put into everything.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Awesome. Call in anytime.
Awesome. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. All right.
Take care.
All right. That was Ryan. If y'all want to call in 262-891-0070. The number's on the screen, 262-891-0070. We talked about the manhunt underway a little bit, and we'll get back into that more. But, you know, do they want Trump dead still? Obviously. So, you know, how will they do it? I think they were maybe even trying to do it today. They had an excuse right here. Now, manhunt ended for this Arizona man accused of threatening Donald Trump. They've now got this guy in Cochise County, and We'll find out what the deal is on that. But, you know, were they going to allow this guy, or were they going to have other shooters do it and then blame it on this guy? Was he going to be the patsy? Guys, don't forget to support my work. Everyone loves my work, but I don't get paid like you guys have to understand. I don't get anything like these other people do. They all are making money, every last one of them. And I actually have to pay to do this every month. So please, if you can, also, if you're rich, throw in a lot of money, because other people aren't throwing in enough. So anything y'all can do, I'm basically going to shut the show down here pretty soon if I don't get anything going on, because, you know, it's that bad. I appreciate everything that everyone's done. What's up? You're on the air. Who's this?
Everybody, like, hit that like button. That's Kevin, dude.
Hit the like, hit the like, hit the like. Share it out, share it out. Hit the Cash App, hit the PayPal, hit the Venmo. We need lots of support, because I literally go negative every month, and I still work 16 and 18 hour days to do all this and to put all this content out. Meanwhile, people are doing like 1/10 of what I'm doing, and they're making millions or tens of millions of dollars. And they have like staffs of 10 and 20 and 30 people, and they're not even putting out the content I'm putting out. It's crazy. Go to Squawk, SQAUK.com, and check it out. What's up, dude? This is crazy. This manhunt and all they had.
I said when he got shot last time, I told you, they're going to hit him again. So now we got a guy that they can't find, okay?
They found him, though, now. They just now found him.
Where was he at? Where'd they find
him? I think in Arizona. I'm trying to find out more, but in Arizona.
Okay, so they're laying the groundwork of there's more people going to shoot Trump. That's basically what they're fucking.
Yeah, like there's all these nuts on the loose out there.
Yeah, we don't even know if this guy's real, Chef. This could be an AI fucking generated story. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So they can have real shooters take care of Trump or something, right? And
So when he gets hit again, then everybody be like, "Ooh." I mean, he got shot once, and then a guy was gonna kill him, and they found him, and now this, they're trying to portray it like there's all these people that want to take him out, right? But we all know who wants to take him out, but not to lunch. And I'm telling you, this all plays in to get it in your head for when the next event comes. And like what you just told the audience, he didn't even know. A reporter said, "Hey, do you know they're looking for a guy that said he's going to kill you today?" I mean, how does he not know this?
Yeah, let me play this. Let's see what he says. Sports, culture, and comedy. Sounds like Ricky Cobb. Let's see if they.
Perspective. I would give him a problem.
All right, here it goes.
Where we are standing, and it's for a man who the sheriff's department says was threatening to kill you. Does that make you want to change the way you do events or anything? How do you respond to that?
It makes me want to get away from this interview, because you and I are standing out here, and I was told, "Do you think you could do it someplace else?" But I said, "I can't keep you waiting. You are Fox after all."
Oh, wow. He's pretty ballsy. He was like, "I'm trying to get out of here," and shit. That's crazy, dude. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here, bud. I was gonna say, for the last few days, I've been in the chat. I've been doing shit during the show. I call in, but I have other things I was doing. Have you showed them? What Hillary looked like the other night at the DNC?
Yeah. Now, yeah, let me see if I can pull it up.
Yeah, see if you can run that clip of her, because they're making it so obvious, dude.
Hillary's wearing a mask. Hillary's not the same old hag. She was.
Hey, listen, the shit we used to talk about 4 or 5 years ago about hyper-realistic masks and shit, most everybody's talking that shit these days. Who are these people? What are they? I mean, we don't know. We don't know who's playing who anymore. We don't.
What is that? That shit really does look like a fucking mask. That just looks like Hillary Clinton. Am I tripping? Is it just me, or does Hillary Clinton look like an entirely different fucking person now? Like, what the fuck? She used to have a really saggy fucking chin, which that could be plastic surgery, but like, that does not look like Hillary Clinton. Even up here, that looks like that's a fucking mask. Mask. What is that?
Trippy. Let's see. I'm gonna play this video one more time so y'all can see it, because apparently I didn't have it.
Yeah, it's the go out. Just the audio window.
All right.
That shit really does look like a fucking mask. That does not look like Hillary Clinton. Am I tripping? Is it just me, or does Hillary Clinton look like an entirely different fucking person now? Like, what the fuck? She used to have a really saggy fucking chin, which that could be plastic surgery, but like, that does not look like Hillary Clinton. Even up here, that looks like that's a fucking mask. Mask. What is that? That shit really does look like a fucking mask.
Here's the picture on the right is Hillary Clinton a couple years ago. And the picture on the left is the new rubberized Hillary Clinton wearing the hyper-realistic mask. And it's an imposter. Another reptilian lizard that's taken over our government. I wonder what the deal is. Lizard people, or is there a human behind that mask? And why are they running the imposter? We got open lines, 262-891-0070. What's your theory? Why do you think they're running a rubberized mask of Hillary Clinton and Biden? Have these people been killed in tribunals in Guantanamo, like Q said? Why are none of these people real anymore? Does anyone even care? Will any police officer ever go down to the White House and arrest them? What's up, caller? You're on the air. Who's this?
This is the show I'm calling, but I had other things I was doing.
Who's this? You're on the air. Hello?
Hi, this is Sammy.
Hi, hey, what are you calling about, the Hillary Clinton thing?
No, I was calling about the recent events with the bridges collapsing and the infrastructure.
Oh, yeah. What do you think's going on?
In general, but... I'm sorry?
What do you think's going on?
Well, I think everything's being taken down according to their plan or their script. It's been happening for years now, but we're just waking up to it. And I thank you for having a show like you do. And I'm ready to support everything you do. And I just hope more people get on board.
Yeah, it's really bizarre to me. I feel like everyone's missing the signs, and they're really evident, but also a lot of this is being hidden from people, and shows like mine are being hidden from people. That's why I definitely need more support so I can like get more information out and do this more properly than I'm doing right now. But I mean, like, entire cities have been swallowed by water. I mean, some of them up to like telephone pole height that I've seen. You know, I've been showing them over the past month and a half or something. And all this, it seems to be persistent flooding. Like, I thought like China would have ended by now or something. No, there's still flooding going on everywhere. They're not telling anyone. It's really weird. Japan's flooding in Tokyo even.
Yes. And you know, I think a lot of that is influenced by the technology, because we do have something called weather war, and there's nowhere that's safe, really. It's either going to be fire, water, or food sources. Everything seems to be weaponized. And yeah, the way they do it is really fascinating. It's really the science involved and the technology, I think, is other world. Or they've gotten their information from, just like the Nazis did, but the real society.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that, you know, you're right about everything being hidden, because why would they want us to know? And so they say they have to put it out there in different media and old comic books and so on. And then we don't actually see it until the event happens. Then we can backtrack, and the, you know, hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah. By the time people find out what happened and it already hit them, you know, Connecticut went underwater, New Mexico, Ruidoso, like a couple months back, you know, parts of Missouri, I think, New York. It's just like insane. There's entire houses floating down the street.
Yes, and you know, to piggyback on what one of your callers was talking about, the Archaics channel, Jason Bashir's, and you know, he's on to a lot of stuff. And what they do is, after a reset, they change the calendar.
Right. So that's why there's been so many
reality.
So no one can figure out when the next reset's going to be, basically.
Right. And then when we're going into it, you see the destruction of our cities, you see the Rust Belt and all the things that are happening.
What's weird is I somehow noticed we were going into this phase like around 2009. And that's when I started this. And it was kind of, it was when I discovered the mass graves and reported on it with InfoWars. And I came across them putting the mass graves for American citizens in every cemetery, and they pre-build the graves and put in burial vaults, and then they cover the dirt over. And then I figured out those were mandated by disaster plans that every state has. And then I figured that that all ended up tying into Rex 84 and the concentration camps, basically like population relocation centers, and then how they were going to do a coming pandemic to pre-bring us into all this stuff, and then basically use a continuity of government, and how the IRAS discovered Planet X. And then I later documented all that in a film, Shackled to Silence, my film, where I go around during the pandemic and prove that the pandemic was just a worldwide cover to get everything ready for this next phase. But also there was asteroids threats and everything. So we're constantly in this threat phase right now, where we're in continuity of government, and you know, things are ramping up too. So, and it's like this worldwide, like all these different countries are in continuity of government, and they're kind of just waiting for the next disaster.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I didn't realize the information you were telling about the graves, but I've been to my friend, my eldest son. He died of a drug overdose, which they're bringing in all these drugs, you know, to finance their wars or whatever. And at the cemetery where my son is buried, I've never seen so many obelisks on these grave sites. It's like a total Freemason cemetery. And then you go out into the rural areas and you don't see any, see one or two obelisks on the gravestones in these rural areas. And there's something different about just the wooded areas and the energy that you can pick up on and how better you feel when you're in a forest. And I started to look at some information with Michelle Gibson, and she put out a lot of stuff about the old world and how we were taken over. Even, you know, years ago when I was studying history in college, they were talking about this Constantinople, and there was the Emperor Justinian had his troops go in and slaughter the Blues and the Grays during one of their events in a big stadium. And I started to realize that everything is about control and depopulating, and how can you accept that one person in control can slaughter or kill off millions of people? And just like when I was in Berlin, Germany, in the army, the first thing they showed us was all the bodies that were in the concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they show us that the first thing we got there, like our initiation into Berlin? They wanted to show us how bad the Germans were and how evil the Nazis were.
Mm-hmm.
But the Nazis are here. They are here in our country.
Yeah, there it's fully embedded. That's the whole thing. And I guess they're pretty much everywhere, like in a lot of countries. So apparently, I guess they're, I think that, because there's like underground bases and all, like, for instance, there's this deep underground military base I found out about in Canada. And it's built in a region where an asteroid had hit, and it formed this island in this circular lake, and it formed this massive island, and this base, they protect it with like mutant animals and the whole nine yards. It's like Dulce or whatever. But there's American troops there, there's Canadian, and it seems like these black projects are something different, and the tunnels and underground bases are connected throughout countries, and it's like a separate thing than the nations themselves.
Yeah, and that's another item that I've often thought about is the control and other races underground. Things come out of the ground. Like Jason Brashear talks about this on his channel, that what you're seeing as far as UFOs come from underground.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them coming out of the ocean and going into the ocean. You know, off Santa Monica, they have a lot of these dragons that this guy records all the time. And you have to see them by slowing down the video. But they're all around these military aircraft, helicopters, and whatnot that fly around Santa Monica. Under that water off the coast is a base of some kind. All the things that are hidden underwater and underground are what we're really dealing with, I think, because they control, we have never been without war. In 6,000 years of our recorded history, we've always been at war. When I was in Tampa, I went to a lecture by Simon Wiesenthal. And then after his lecture, I met the guy because I wanted to find out what he was like.
Mm-hmm.
And what really got my attention was he just wanted to know about me. And he started basically interviewing me. And we talked for about 10 minutes, and I came away feeling like, well, if he's so good at catching Nazis, why are they still here in our country? Why did they, you know, the guy who started our space program, supposedly, well, he was an SS officer. He was responsible for all these slave labor in his rocket factories. And why didn't you go after him? Or the other 1,000 that came over here during Project Paperclip? And I think everything is controlled to the point that nobody is without the knowledge if they're in the political system. Just like all the countries in the world supposedly shut down during the COVID at the same time. There had to be an agreement beforehand. There was a guy named, this wasn't his real name, but it was this guy had predicted everything, and he gave out the dates that the pandemic was going to start and what they were doing with these shots. And David Rosenberg, I think was his name, but that wasn't his real name. But then he died a month after he put out this information. This was in 2017.
Uh-huh. And now they had I know they had like World Bank documents that tied back to COVID ahead of time and whatnot.
Yeah, and Operation Lockstep was the Rockefeller document from 10 years before the pandemic. And they gave out details like there's going to be new terminology, you know, there's going to be social distancing, and we're going to make them wear masks, and we're going to weaponize the people who are deniers. Mm-hmm. So what they did was create the division between the ones who took it and the ones who didn't. And you saw it all play out. And so they're still talking about, well, the monkeypox is going to create it's already creating these vaccine deniers. They got all the vaccines ready. They got their patents in place. They got the acceptance of the whole WHO world group. And when they're saying, well, this one is going to be really bad, as if the first one wasn't bad enough on the general population. And what they did was they wiped out the elderly first. You know, my brother, his mother-in-law had breathing problems anyway. Well, they said they all got the COVID and they all went to the hospital. Well, she stayed in the hospital. And I said, well, she's probably not going to come out. But they put them on these breathing machines and give them a dose of something. And, you know, these people were wiped out, not only emotionally, but then when the shot came around, that's when the death started happening. It's still going on. I can't believe they're still pushing the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, they got to get rid of all the problem people before they pile up emergency services as these disasters get worse and worse. Because, you know, pretty soon volcanoes are going to blow up like Yellowstone, and then that'll put like ash in the air. And that's why they needed masks on every street corner. That's the real reason. And like that red dust, like the iron oxide dust and stuff. And like these disasters, as they ramp up, they needed a cover. And that's what the original COVID was. It got our supply chains going worldwide, and it got continuity of government operations going worldwide, and it tied it all together. Now they're going to activate the real one because we're getting into the real dangerous area. And it'll be more lockdowns, and all that's to control. You know, they can't have millions of bodies floating around in water, contaminating everything and just killing everyone and stuff. So they got to control everything as much as possible.
Yeah, and it's concerning to me that then we just start hitting the tip of the iceberg as far as the hidden information and then so-called waking up to things. And we don't know the half of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why my show is so important, because I've been studying this stuff since I was about 16 years old. And for you know, the last 12, 14 years, I've been going full on in this genre, and I've made films on it and everything. My film Shackled to Silence lays all this out, you know, back in 2020, and I tell everyone what's coming and how there's this planetary perturber moving in, and the elites are preparing. And really is what it boils down to is we're in continuity of government operations, and FEMA's in control. They're going to be relocating populations. You know, all these disasters are, especially once the volcanoes start popping off, and the earthquakes, like in California and like in the Cascadia area and whatnot, if the Long Valley caldera goes, you know, my film talks about all this. There's a lot of experts in there, Jordan Maxwell, a lot of top people. And then COVID was just to get all these preparations put into place and the medical systems tied together and DNA tracking, so they know who's left in the end.
Yeah, that's right. Gordon Maxwell also talked about Charles Fort, and Charles Fort has written a couple of books, The Book of the Damned and others that describe these events that were happening, that people think about this information and they think, well, maybe it's fake, maybe it's, well, they were putting all these stories in the newspapers back then.
Yeah.
They were putting these stories about giants. Well, now you don't see any of that.
Exactly. So everything's pulled and hidden, and we've been lied to, you know, especially since around 1902 to 1912 era, they were really establishing these systems to start erasing everything. But they went around during the Civil War and basically tore down the United States and occupied all the existing structures and Capitol buildings and stuff.
Right. It's amazing. I'm from, I live near Serpent Mound. You're talking about an asteroid that struck up in Canada, but this asteroid supposedly struck where the Serpent Mound is on the bluff. And it's a beautiful area. And you can, this perimeter of the asteroid, you can actually see it, but it deflects storms, and it's basically on a fault line. And they don't talk about the fault lines up in this area. New Math is probably a more famous one that's close, but there's a lot of information that has to do with these grid lines and how they took them over. And so they changed the energy, and you can see a lot of these cities and insane asylums and Indian mounds and other sacred sites, they're all built on top of where they're all basically taken over by golf courses and other important buildings.
Right.
Cities connect and they bunch up in certain areas. And there was a whole history that back when things were more open, people were basically shut down through their technology, like DNA, and their some of the junk DNA is not really junk, it's just standby. So if you can assume that they had this knowledge about DNA and how to manipulate our biology, then why couldn't they do that with a vaccine? Like Bill Gates is saying, well, we're going to spray it now. It's going to be an aerosol we dump from the sky. Of course, they've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And people think, well, they can't you will be safe. We'll just stay inside, wear a mask. That's what they want. Nobody is safe in terms of, if your immune system is strong and not everybody is going to die from it, but they're saying this one is the big one because they have to reduce the population by 2025. That's why they took down the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah, all this stuff's coming to a head, I think, toward the end of 2024 and the end of 2025 and through 2025 and six is going to be pretty crazy times. I mean, it's biblical, really. I guess we're in Armageddon, the tribulation.
Yeah, the script is playing out. And, you know, we're going to go through another. The second seal, according to Jason, is about using knives and small arms to attack people, which we see it starting to happen all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was raised, my dad was a pastor for some years, and I could never buy into the whole story of the Bible, because the Bible it was taken over. It was put together by, you know, Constantine and the Council of Nicaea. And what religion does is control. Religion has to do with relegating the mind, just like government is governed which is mentha. It's the mind. So they have to control your mind. And when civilizations had no government, they had a philosopher king or a ruler. And that person was close to those who knew the other dimension, the seafarers, the astrologers, even. They use astrologers today. The astrology is real, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's a lot to that.
I'm not really an expert on it.
Yeah, there's a lot to that. Jordan Maxwell was big into that. He told me about it. You know, some of the things he talked to astrologers about and stuff. It's pretty interesting. I'm going to get out of here now. Anything else?
No, thanks for having your show. And I hope you have continued success.
Thank you. I need all the support I can get. If you can support the show, thanks for appreciate the call. Guys, support the show or it's going to go away quick. I know that. Thanks so much. Love you guys.